Hi all, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. Are you familiar with the word boring? If you've been in contact with English for longer than, let's say, 4 or 5 months, chances are you've heard this word before. Boring. Boring is an adjective, and it describes something or someone that, in your opinion, is uninteresting, tedious maybe, or even dull. So people can say, that movie was boring. I almost fell asleep halfway through. Or someone might ask you, why are you so boring today? You haven't said a word the whole afternoon. What are some boring things, in your opinion? Think of the last boring movie you watched. All right, now let's get to some expressions involving the word boring or a related word. I've already talked about the expression bored to tears in a previous episode. That means like super bored. You're almost crying, you're so bored. And here's a similar expression, bored to death. That's extreme, right? It's like you're saying, the situation is so boring that I'm dying of boredom. Let me give you an example. Many people enjoy action movies a lot, and they're not used to watching movies that are more dialogue-based. You know, films where most scenes are about the characters talking. Some movies are like that. They don't have a lot of action, and they're all about the conversation. So many people who grew up watching action movies full of explosions and car chasing aren't used to slower paced films, and therefore they find these films super boring. They might say, I went with my friend to watch that movie and it bored me to death. You know one thing that bores me to death sometimes? Traveling. Sometimes, when I'm on a bus or a plane and it's a long trip, I just get so bored after a few hours. Of course, having an MP3 player with me helps relieve the boredom, but sometimes even that won't help since I'm too sleepy to pay attention to whatever's playing. And at the same time, I'm uncomfortable in the seat, so I can't fall asleep. That state bores me to death sometimes, because there's nothing I can do to accelerate the bus or the plane. Here's another way to say that. I was bored out of my mind last time I traveled by bus. Okay, I'm exaggerating. I'm usually able to doze off for a few minutes, but in general, I'll wake up after only a few minutes, and I get bored out of my mind real fast. Sometimes you hear someone say that they attended a lecture or a presentation and it bored them out of their mind. Other people are bored out of their mind when they're attending some kind of class they're not interested in. You know what else happens occasionally? You're at a party and you don't know anyone, and then someone walks up to you and introduces himself. Yeah, let's say it's a guy and his name is Steve. So Steve starts talking and he talks and talks and talks, and you're struggling to pay attention just because his topic is so boring to you. That monologue is boring you out of your mind. And I have to admit, that's happened to me before when I was in school and I didn't have the guts to excuse myself and leave. That guy went on and on about something I had zero interest in whatsoever. And I kept nodding and nodding. And what's interesting is one of my classmates noticed I was bored out of my mind, but the guy talking to me didn't. And here are a couple of set phrases that are actually kind of funny. For example, if you think soccer is super boring to watch, you could say, I'd rather watch paint dry than a game of soccer. Yep, that's right. You think soccer is so boring that you'd rather watch paint dry. Or grass grow, that's another one. If your friend asks you if you're up to a game of chess and you think chess is ultra boring, you can say, no thanks, I'd rather watch grass grow than play chess. That means watching grass grow will not be as boring to you as a game of chess. So what about your examples? Tell us in the comments about the last time you were bored out of your mind. Talk to you next time.